Good morning. It is Monday, March the 11th. I'm Susan Kent, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin today by lifting up our voices together with our prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Marking the Moments. Hear now the word of the Lord from Joshua chapter 8, verses 30 through 35. Then Joshua built on Mount Ebal an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the Israelites. He built it according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones, on which no iron tool had been used. On it they offered to the Lord burnt offerings and sacrificed fellowship offerings. There, in the presence of the Israelites, Joshua wrote on stones a copy of the law of Moses. All of the Israelites, with their elders, officials, and judges, were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, facing the Levitical priests who carried it. Both the foreigners living among them and the native-born were there. Half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal. As Moses, the servant of the Lord, had formerly commanded when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel. Afterward, Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and the children and the foreigners who lived among them. Now consider this. Marking the moments. Okay, true confession. I am not the best at marking the moments, those important moments of our lives. Yeah, many of us probably grew up creating scrapbooks, remember those, and physical photo albums to mark some special vacation or a pivotal year of our life. And let's just face it, with technology, it has become even easier, well, at least for some of us, to create digital albums or, you know, those scrolling photo frames that celebrate those milestone moments. And yet, even with the help of technology, some of us, yes, I'm talking about me, have missed the opportunity to commemorate an important time. You know, in our altar story, we find Joshua. He's the leader of the Israelites, and he's stopping to mark a moment and give thanks to God rather than continuing to battle. See, Joshua had succeeded Moses and he had moved everyone into the promised land. And then they had just fought the Battle of Jericho and Ai. And now, with the momentum of success, Joshua takes a very unusual military tactic. He stops. Instead of pushing ahead to gain the upper hand in the next battle, he decides to stop and to give thanks to God. See, Joshua marks the moment, and he does it by building an altar in the manner that God had directed Moses. He offered sacrifices to the Lord. He read the word of God aloud, and he inscribed the law on the stones. Joshua marks the moment, and he makes a really clear connection that any success that they have experienced is tied to God's covenant promise. It was important to Joshua that they didn't forget that it was God who was the one who was making the way through the promised land. And it was because of God's power and his presence that they would see God's covenant fulfilled. And he wanted to create space to remember where they had experienced God. Abraham had also used altars to mark moments of encounter. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, we read, "The Lord appeared to Abram and said, 'To your offspring I will give this land.' So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. But you know, it takes time to mark these moments, doesn't it? To stop and to surrender our time. I mean, how easy is it to work hard, keep our focus on the tasks ahead, receive recognition for our work, and forget to stop and give thanks? And yet we're supposed to. We're supposed to take a position of gratitude, surrender our thanks, not only because it honors God, but it also sends a message to others. In verse 33, we see that foreigners and native-born were part of that moment. They were a witness to the honor that Joshua gave to the Lord, and they heard the word read. You know, it's a lot like just inviting neighbors to an anniversary party, right? Oh, come and learn about our family and the Lord who has given us the greatest gift. Help us mark the moment by giving our thanks. The lesson for us today is let's praise not only the gift, but also the giver. The prayer. Almighty God, don't let us race through our lives and forget to stop and to give thanks. May your words be on our lips and our hearts sing your praise. We know that all good things come from you, and we don't want to take those gifts for granted. Thank you for moments to stop today. Amen. The questions. What is a moment in your faith journey that you want to mark by thanking God? And why is it important to go back to the basics of our faith by remembering God's words? How does it help you reset and prepare to move forward? For The Awakening, I'm Susan Kent, and I will see you tomorrow.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.